Second Stitch is much more than a textile studio. It is a home for many refugees, immigrants, and asylum seeker women and peoples. The studio offers workshops and courses to assist these women to enter the Australian workforce with an Australian qualification. Second Stitch creates a sense of community, the opportunity to learn new skills, and a gateway into the workforce. I asked studio manager Jennifer what the importance of this program was for these women and how they further helped support these women find work in Australia.
You know, just looking at Yusra and Rohini, who are the public face of what we do here, because that's who you see when you come in to drop off an alteration or repair, it's... the customer service is a skill that they learn, English, using the computer, all the other little things that you wouldn't really learn unless you actually had job placement. Jobs Victoria Employment Services is part of VicSeg New Futures. So you can register with our JVIS and we will try and help you find a position, not just at Second Stitch, but within the textile community. It'd be lovely if everybody walked out with a job.
Rohini works as part of the alterations team. I asked what Second Stitch meant to her.
I really like to see the other community people here. I feel like I'm working with community. I was so happy to see the community, and they're especially from Sri Lankan and Iraq and Iran people. They speak Arabic and Tamil.
We spoke about how she discovered sewing as a talent and what it means to her.
I started when I was 12, and 13 I can do. When I was 13, I can sew my own cloth. I learned through my auntie and sister.
Keeping this connection to her family was important to Rohini. We then talked about what skills she'd picked up since joining Second Stitch.
While at Second Stitch, I learned, because English is second language, I learned first things English at Second Stitch. When I came here, I didn't know how to speak. And I can say hello and how are you, that's it. I'm learning still, I'm learning every minute, every second at Second Stitch.
Yusra is also part of the alterations team, and I spoke with her about her experience at Second Stitch.
I come here, I enjoy with this. Yes, I can learn English and learn sewing. At the same time, teacher support with the student with the Arabic class. At the same, I study now, become teacher.
I asked, why does she enjoy the process of alterations?
I like to work with alteration. Look like solve the problem. I think give the garment second life.
The doors of Second Stitch are open to everybody and anybody, not just asylum seeker women, immigrants, or refugees. I spoke with Teddy and Maria about what brought them to the Second Stitch studio and what they enjoyed about the open and welcoming space.
It's been my first time being in like a creative studio, and it inspired me to go and start my own studio, renting my own studio space, and I've gotten my own industrial sewing machine, which I learned how to use here. It taught me like the technical foundations for sewing in terms of like all of the industry standards. And having spent a lot of time here and like developing relationships with people, the most amazing thing has been to learn from people who are very different to myself.
I've always been a hobby sewer, loved doing it since I was a kid, making like clothes for my teddies and stuff for my grandma. I've actually owned my own ski apparel brand, making ski pants for women. And so whilst I come from a graphic design background, I was like, no, I really want to get my skills correct, because if I'm going to be working for this as a career, I really need the skill set behind me. So I decided to come do this certificate through Second Stitch to upskill basically and get me sort of more career ready for the new career I'm taking. The brand's called Nobody's Princess. It's basically size and shape inclusive. It goes from like a size 6 through to a size 24. It's different body shapes, so depending if you're a pear, hourglass, rectangle, apple, there's pants that cater, and then different leg lengths as well. So it's really just trying to be as inclusive as possible, because you don't have to be an athlete to go to the snow and go skiing or go snowboarding. So that's where that was born.
Reporting from the Brunswick Second Stitch studio, this has been Taylor Oates for Panorama News.